Hello, everybody. Josh Brown here, back for another great episode on Franchise Euphoria. Well, today's episode is brought to you by IndieFranchiseLaw.com, a leading resource in the franchise space to help you if you're considering buying a franchise, turning your business into a franchise, or growing your business through a licensing or franchise structure. So go on, check it out, IndieFranchiseLaw.com. I think you'll find a lot of valuable and free information as you continue to kind of weigh franchising and licensing and the growth of your business. Without further ado, I hope you enjoy today's episode. Today, I'm thrilled to welcome Kelly Roddy to Franchise Euphoria. Kelly Roddy is the CEO of a franchise called SaladWorks. SaladWorks is the leading fast casual made-to-order salad concept with over 100 locations. SaladWorks, which has been in business for more than 30 years, has always placed a focus on guest originality through its array of over 60 fresh, flavorful, and healthy ingredients. In addition to its signature recipes, SaladWorks offers create-your-own options, including salads, wraps, grain bowls, and more. And Kelly talks all about that during the interview. Kelly himself took the position as the CEO of SaladWorks in August of 2019, with more than 30 years of industry experience with a strong brand foundation and management team. Kelly is focused on rapid growth and franchisee profitability. Really enjoyed this interview with Kelly, learning about how the SaladWorks brand got started and how it has evolved over time. So without further ado, I hope you enjoy this interview with Kelly Roddy. Hello, Kelly. Welcome to Franchise Euphoria. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for coming on during the midst of COVID-19 and all of us obviously dealing with that, working in that in various capacities. I can only imagine as CEO of SaladWorks that you guys have your own set of challenges in place. I'm curious, and a lot of times I'll jump off with the guest background, but I'm just curious, well, we might change it up here right now and just say, what are you guys doing to address COVID-19 since we're in the midst of it right now?
You know, a lot. You know, a lot.
I imagine.
We saw what was happening in China, and you know, we were watching it, you know, probably a good 30 days out from when things actually started happening here in the U.S. And we had a full meeting with the senior team and said, you know, what would happen if this came here? And we see the similar type things that happen in China. How would we respond? And we really started thinking about it. And but when it happened here, it seemed like everything happened really quickly with, you know, the starting with all the basketball stopping and, you know, the shelter in place all within, you know, a 7-day period, everything sort of just stopped, right? Prior to that, we had sat down and started planning, you know, what our response was going to be, assuming that things were, you know, going to happen, and they happened very, you know, much quicker than we expected. And so we, you know, we knew that restaurants would likely be impacted and possibly even closed. And so, you know, from a business perspective, we're a franchise organization. We wanted to make sure that our franchise partners were informed, prepared, and then we knew that if restaurants were closed, rents would continue. We have vendor contracts. Things would just continue to, you know, charges would continue to accumulate. And so, you know, we put out immediately a plan to our franchise partners around, you know, preserving their cash and trying to find out before we even knew what was going to happen from a government support. You know, do everything you can to preserve cash. Don't spend any money on anything. And then we stayed incredibly involved with, you know, what government loan programs would be, and gave a tremendous amount of guidance with that. We provided, you know, sample letters to your landlords to ask for deferment, sample letters to your banks. And we had those things together in very, very short order and tried to lead the franchisees, you know, through the process and help them, providing, you know, daily information about what's going on with the PPP loans for their business and things like that.
This is like a, you know, you came into the fray in August 2019, so we're not too far into 2020. This has got to be a big test for you as CEO of the company.
Well, you know, the good news is I've got a great team, right? And And so everyone, you know, we worked in lockstep with each other to, you know, work on the plans together. And there's a lot of resources out there. And so, you know, the IFA, International Franchise Association, the Restaurant Association, the Pennsylvania Restaurant Association, New Jersey, Texas, Georgia, all the restaurant associations put out a lot of guidance. You know, I'm a member of a few CEO councils, and you would normally meet with them maybe once a month on a phone call and discuss some maybe industry topics, but we started meeting every week. And so there were a lot of resources and a lot of help. And people really pulled together, whether you're competitors or not, shared a tremendous amount of information. And, you know, I think we put really good plans in place, and, you know, we tried to focus on keeping the business healthy. We immediately said there will be restaurants that won't reopen. There will be restaurants that will be injured, and it's not going to be us. We're going to, you know, we're going to keep the brand strong. We're going to keep the franchise partners, keep their businesses healthy. And so there was a tremendous amount of focus on, you know, health of the business, not only keeping ourselves, you know, and our teams physically safe and healthy, but the business, you know, safe and healthy as well.
Well, I mean, with the Salad Works concept, you're a sort of create your own kind of fast casual offering. You include salads, wraps, grain bowls, and the like. The National Restaurant Association, I call it the other NRA, the right. National Restaurant Association, right. They pulled and came up with a lot of funds to be somehow distributed to various restaurants around the country. What I haven't quite heard in detail what the follow-up is from that, because that was in addition to the PPP, right?
Yeah, what the Restaurant Association did is they provided more funds to individual workers. And so if you are a restaurant worker, a waitress, or, you know, someone that worked in the kitchen or on the line, then you could apply for those funds. So yes, they did provide some funding for individuals.
Well, so as I said, typically I dive into the COVID stuff towards the end, but, you know, sometimes I like to switch it up on the show a little bit, and sometimes it's good just to get right into the topic.
Yeah,
I mean, it was, which is on everybody's mind. You know,
yeah, it's
on
everybody's mind. I mean, it's changed so much, and I'm sure it's changed for anyone you're talking to. It's changed, you know, how we operate our business and how we communicate with our teams via, you know, Zoom or from our living rooms. And it's really given us an opportunity to be more involved in the community. And we created the Fives for Lives program, where we were able to generate quite a bit of giving into Salad Works. And basically we said we want to raise $25,000 and feed 5,000 frontline workers. And so we're well on our way to doing that. And, you know, people are looking for a way to help out, and we're trying to help provide a way for people to give and give back to their communities.
Well, so Salad Works has been around for over 30 years. And it sounds like, and correct me if I'm wrong, because I'd love to hear sort of the story behind it, but, you know, started over 30 years ago, over 100 locations. Have you guys gone through a recent remodeling or reorganizing of sorts, just in terms of the franchise realm? Or is it, have you guys been franchising all along, and you came in, you know, in 2019 sort of as a continuation of that?
Yeah. So the brand has been franchising, you know, for years. And as far as the, you know, if you're really speaking of remodeling the restaurants, and, you know, the brand has really spent the last couple of years remodeling and updating the restaurants. Physically, the restaurants, you know, look new. And even though the brand's 30 years old, the restaurants look great. You know, they look very updated and on trend. And obviously, you know, part of my strategy is really to grow the brand and through a lot of different avenues. And so that's really been my focus.
Well, and you, with your background, I mean, you have a background in sales and marketing and retail, and you've worked with other food chains. What was the attraction to come work and become CEO of Salad Works?
I mean, for me, I was actually looking for something that I thought was a brand of the future. And so, you know, you see all these other brands really trying to do something around, you know, plant-based products or healthier lifestyle. And this is a brand that's, it was plant-based before plant-based was cool. And it is a brand that is definitely on trend, and it is a good for you brand. We have healthy products. And so it is where every other chain, including the chain I left, the brand that I left, trying to figure out how we make our menus healthier, sustainable, and good for you. And the world we live in today, this brand was already there and just has so much opportunity to grow. And there's a huge demand for brands like this. And it's just the right segment. And so when I looked at the brand, I saw huge, huge opportunities and putting a few strategies in place. The brand, there were certain things the brand wasn't doing that I thought we could flip the switch on three or four things and really, you know, start spurring growth. And so, you know, I just think we're right in the right spot.
What is it about, if you look at trends, like you said, I mean, they're all there, right? I mean, healthy living, people want to eat more plant-based diets, you know, have been shown to help with all sorts of, you know, stemming off all sorts of diseases and corrosion and so forth. It just seems like with a lot of them from a business model, you know, they come about and then they're gone. Obviously, SaladWorks has been around for 30 years, so I'm not suggesting that they're like that. But what is it about, you know, everybody talks about eating healthy, but at the end of the day, if you look at the landscape, boy, you still see a lot of, you know, the same type of brands that I think most of us would consider to not be as healthy. So, I mean, how do you maintain sort of the healthy components of it and yet still have attract, you know, the numbers and the people that you want to bring in?
Well, I mean, you know, this brand, this is where people are gravitating to this brand. So obviously, this younger generation, Gen Z and millennial, they are the restaurant customer of today, right? And so when we look at our guests, we say, okay, what do they demand? They're more educated around what they're putting into their bodies. They're looking for, you know, gluten-free, plant-based, ketogenics, other types of diets, and I know our menu is optimal for this, you know, type of diet. And so, you know, with the advent of Food Network years ago and all of the education that's happened around food and what we're putting into our bodies, we're a brand that is exactly poised for, you know, what the guest is looking for today. And so as we look at, you know, what is on trend, and there are plenty of brands that are offering things that are not good for you that may also be on trend, but they may also be an indulgence, but not a healthy lifestyle. And as we believe that part of our role is to help educate the guest as well. And our numbers are growing in an industry that is completely overbuilt with too many restaurants. We I believe, stand out in our guest count. Continues to grow year over year in a segment where, you know, the restaurant segment, fast casual segment specifically, where restaurant guest counts decline year over year because there are just more and more restaurants to compete for, you know, that dining occasion. And we continue to grow because we believe we're, you know, well positioned for what the guest is looking for.
Well, it's just sort of funny because I remember when sushi, you know, first really started becoming popular towards the Midwest and so forth. And, you know, at the start it was, you know, you get it just a piece of raw fish on some rice and a roll. And then it just seemed like very quickly after it was sort of a race to go from that healthier type offering to, can we light this thing on fire, double fry it, you know, right. Do everything we can and still somehow call it sushi. Yeah. But see, I love salads. I mean, I love salad. I love the healthier options. And I think there's a whole bunch of people who do. It's just interesting to me on the masses where you sort of, it seems like some of these brands get pulled into, well, yes, we offer the healthy options, but we also have these other alternatives to sort of reach the broader community.
You know, here's what's, we have 60 different ingredients to choose from. So imagine millions of, the endless amounts of combinations that you can, we were the original, you know, salad, create your own salad concept 30 plus years ago, right? And so, you know, we really focus on originality and from not only being the original salad concept, but as an individual, anyone who works in our restaurants or any of our guests or any of us, or you and I, we're very unique to ourselves, and there's no one else like us, right? And so the same thing can go for your salad. You can create something that is just unique for you that I would not be interested in, but I can create something, you know. So when you talk about doing something really exciting or creative, or you can do that when you have 60 ingredients to choose from and you can combine, you know, these literally, you know, million plus different combinations, you can, you know, the personalization, customization, self-expression, and then you could build anything you want. And I think that's how we connect with our guests is we say, okay, you're original, you're unique, you're different than anyone else, and you can create a one-of-a-kind salad that's just as original as you are.
So walk me through, I mean, obviously this is an audio podcast, walk me through, paint the visual. If I'm walking into a Salad Works location, what can I expect? I mean, what does it look like, the layout, the customer experience?
Yeah, it's a warm environment. I mean, you walk in and there's, you know, if you're coming in during a mealtime, there's typically some sort of line. There'll be a beautiful menu board with some photographs that inspire you to start really thinking about, you know, what you're going to prepare today. And, you know, you'll get to the line and then the excitement begins and you get to choose your greens, grains, or both. And you combine greens or grains, and then you can start adding on to your, so that's your base. And then you start adding on your, what proteins do you want? Are you looking for chicken today? Or are you looking for tofu today? And then what other vegetables? And then obviously dressings and any other types of toppings you want to finish it off. And you just kind of go down the line and create your own. Now we do have our own unique signature salads. And these are recipes that we think people would like. At the end of the day, the majority of our guests, they want to create their own.
You guys have your own homemade dressings?
We do have they're all our unique proprietary dressings that no one else has. Yeah.
All right. And so what is, because I want to talk about who you guys are looking for as franchisees. But before I do, what's your favorite salad right now at Salad Works?
I think the Southwest Rainbow is mine. I like that type of flavorings, and I like the grains. So yeah, I think that's my favorite right now. And then occasionally I just like to go off and whatever looks appealing for the day. Maybe it depends on the weather. Depends on the weather. And it's like, oh, I'm really feeling this today.
So who's an ideal? I mean, you guys have over 100 locations. This isn't your first rodeo. You've been doing it a while. Who's an ideal franchisee? Yeah, I know you probably have a lot of different types of franchisees, but as you are looking to grow and expand, and as you said earlier, you know, that's one of the principal things you're coming in to do. I mean, who is the ideal franchisee partner for a Salad Works franchise?
Yeah, I mean, this applies to anyone who's looking to get into a franchise. I mean, the reason you get into a franchise is there's obviously a lot of experience, tried and true, proven methods, processes, etc., that work, so you don't have to figure this out on your own. And there's a whole group of corporate level industry professionals, but other franchise partners that are out there in this with you every day. So you're part of the team. And so it's someone who, you know, really enjoys the collaboration and being, you know, a part of a team. But we're looking for people who are really, really passionate about having their own business, about the particular brand. They're passionate about a good-for-you menu. They're passionate about building teams. They're passionate about, you know, growing a business. They're passionate about serving others. They're the type of people who welcome a challenge. You know, but they also have to be willing to follow systems and standards because, you know, again, that's the strength of a brand. You know, you create processes and standards that, so that the guest knows what to expect when they get there, right? So that they go from one Salad Works to the next and they can expect those incredibly high standards. And so that's another, you know, thing that you have to be willing to do. Have that passionate, but also the willingness to work with others, be part of a team and follow brand standards. You know, we also want business people, but you can't look at it as just an investment opportunity. It's a part of your life.
Well, and you've got to be, I imagine with this kind of model, you're going to be working and hiring and dealing with high schoolers, younger people, right, to come in here and come in there and work the line and so forth. You know, it's always a hard thing. I mean, it's always a hard thing with any kind of fast casual component. Do you find that franchisees who have to deal with that, that come with a managerial background, tend to fare better? Or do you think that that's just something, is it more on your personality, your patience, your ability to deal with those things?
Yeah, yes. I think if you're passionate and you love serving people, and then you couple that with some strong organizational skills, people skills, and you know, if you like people in general, I think you'll do well in this business. If you're someone who just doesn't like people, this may not be the business for you. But some of the people that are going to be working for you, this is the first time they've ever worked in their lives. And these aren't skills that their parents taught them. And so there's a bit of a responsibility to teach them, you know, the basics of work ethic and showing up on time and, you know, working hard and following the process and programs, things that they may not have been taught at home, but you're teaching them that life skill that they'll then take to their next job. And a lot of these positions are entry-level positions. So, yeah, you definitely have to have the patience and that, you know, that love for and passion for, you know, people to be able to do this business as well.
So as we wrap things up today, I mean, are you guys looking to franchise all across the United States? Are you looking at different regions or pockets?
Yeah, I mean, the brand is incredibly strong in the Northeast, and the brand is well known there. But, you know, there's such a demand across the country for a concept like this. And quite frankly, there aren't a lot of franchise brands to choose from. And there are other solid brands, but they're company owned. You know, they don't allow opportunities for franchising. And so, you know, we're the largest franchisor of this type brand. And, you know, we're an incredible brand. And so, again, there's such pull demand from outside of our core that we made the decision this last year that with the right partners, we're willing to go into new trade areas. So we've really opened up the U.S. at this point.
Well, and I guess we'll finish where we started off talking about COVID. I mean, how do you at this point in time with all the uncertainty, how do you sell this to some? I mean, it's got a retail location. I imagine you guys are probably looking at, I mean, there's a whole bunch of competitors that are not going to be around after everybody shakes through, you know, COVID, and there's going to be certainly business opportunities there, but are things on hold a little bit in terms of the franchise? Are you guys actively now?
So, you know, we talked about this as a team early on, right? Is it inappropriate to be out there trying to sell franchises during a time like this? And, you know, most of the brands that we've talked to have chosen to shut down their development, stop building, and, you know, stop introducing the franchise. And look, we could debate all day long when restaurants will open back up and come back to full, full speed. But right now, unless you believe that people are going to stop eating, restaurants are going to be around. And we may change our model slightly, the way we do things, but, you know, restaurants are going to be around. And we knew there would be people sitting around, maybe 14% unemployment, 20 plus million people unemployed at this point. There are people who are looking for to control their own destiny. And so we left our franchise sales open and continued to have virtual discovery days. And we've had two very well attended discovery days in the last 2 months. And so, we are not only still introducing the brand to people who are potential candidates to franchise, we're actually signing franchise agreements during this time. We're finishing construction on restaurants that where we can do construction. And before our dining rooms are even fully open across the country, you know, we'll be opening up new restaurants. So, yeah, we've continued with the development. Again, there's a demand. I think a lot of people were, all right, there's a lot of businesses shut down across the U.S. And in one capacity or another, restaurants are still allowed to stay open.
Well, you certainly probably have the largest pool you've ever had and will ever have of potential candidates.
Yeah, there's certainly a large pool. And we're a great brand. So there's a lot of demand. And, you know, others zig, we zag. And so we really, we believe in the brand. We believe we're going to be here for decades to come. We believe we're on trend. You know, again, we are the leading made-to-order salad brand we're the largest and by far the largest franchisor. And, you know, we'll continue to grow. And so, you know, we'll be here for others now and in the future.
Well, to learn more about SaladWorks, you can go to saladworks.com. You can also find them on Instagram at SaladWorks and likely other social media avenues. And for their charitable campaign that they're currently doing, you can go check out fivesforlives.com. That's fivesforlives.com. Thank you, Kelly, for coming on, sharing your insight, sharing what you guys are doing, not only during COVID, but for the future growth of SaladWorks. I really appreciate it, and I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you for giving us this opportunity to tell our story. We're always excited to talk about our great brand, our great franchise partners, and all the things we're all doing together, hand in hand, to get through this and to be here in the future and be strong.
Thank you so much for tuning in for another episode of Franchise Euphoria. If you enjoyed this episode or have enjoyed the podcast in general, I would really appreciate it if you could go to iTunes and leave me a rating and review. It really helps to get this podcast out to more and more people. So the easy way to do it is go to iTunes and in the search box, put in Franchise Euphoria. You will then see my cover art and you click on my smiling face that says Franchise Euphoria and then click on the link that says ratings and reviews. It's that simple, but boy, oh boy, does it mean the world to me when people leave ratings and reviews. And like I said, it really helps get the show out there. Once again, would love it if you would go to iTunes and leave a rating and review if you enjoyed this episode or other episodes of the show. And until the next time, happy franchising.